The African Union in 2014 launched a two-year campaign to address and end child marriage in Africa. 2 years on, countries like Ethiopia, Madagascar, Niger, Chad, and Congo have launched their own initiative to end the global challenge, child marriage. Statistics show that the menace of child marriage is prevalent in the three regions of the north, and this is fueled by poverty, cultural norms and traditions, and teenage pregnancy. The Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection has led efforts aimed at ending the practice in Ghana. The ministry has set up an ending child marriage coordinating unit under the Domestic Violence Secretariat. Nana Oyelitha is the minister under which the responsibility of ending child marriage lies.
On average in Ghana, one out of every five girls are married before their 18th birthday. It is more likely for a girl in the rural area to be married off, twice as high as a girl in the urban area. We are also developing a strategic framework. So
it's for the dead, but then you also
the cause of women and children for some time now. She believes the launch of the End Child Marriage Initiative will provide hope to many young girls who have a dream to pursue. Mrs. Mahama, who is also president of the Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV and AIDS, OAFLA, pledged the commitment of the organization to ensure that child marriage ends in Africa. President Mahama also added his voice to the clarion call. First, Mrs. Mahama.
Most African countries have set the legal age for marriage at 18 years, but these laws are rarely enforced. This is largely due to the fact that the practice of marrying young children is upheld by tradition and social norms. There are enough compelling reasons for us to act now to end child marriage.
Every child should have the opportunity to realize their full potential. And that means that they must not be married off early. They must go to school and reach as far as their academic abilities are able to take them. This is a campaign we're going to take very seriously.
President of the National House of Chiefs and member of the Council of State, now Professor John Abella, has been a strong voice when it comes to protecting the girl child and the vulnerable. He's currently the chair of the Advisory Committee on the Ending Child Marriage. Now Professor Abella condemned the use of tradition and culture to perpetrate crimes such as child marriage.
We all have a role to help end child marriage in Ghana. All traditional leaders have a responsibility to end the harmful traditional practices that impede the progress of our young population in our society. Those of us who cherish our tradition and culture must be at the forefront to insist and lead in the constantly perfecting our culture.
The dinner to launch the End Child Marriage campaign was also in honor of some African First Ladies attending the 7th Africa Conference on Sexual Health and Rights, being hosted by the First Lady, Lordina Mahama.